Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Alex Wallace from the Mintridge Foundation. 10 years. I suppose the first question is, congratulations, well done.
Thank you. I can't believe it. It's 10 years is a long time. And I think when you're so immersed in something, actually to come up for breath, I think, and reflect, it's been quite wonderful to think about all of the impact we've had over the last decade.
A massive achievement, almost the ethos to get young people involved in sport right throughout the UK.
Yes, it is. And it's one of our most important messages is we want to harness and ensure that every young person has a positive relationship with sport, whatever that might be. So it might be that a young person wants to take it on to the highest echelons, as our ambassadors have, or they might want to maintain a healthy, active lifestyle through grassroots clubs and whatever capacity they choose to do it. So that's the key message, that there's a sport and an activity for every person. And it's just about finding what that is that supports you and your unique journey and story, really.
As important now as it was 10 years ago?
Yes, absolutely. It really is. And I think what we've learned is that we've been doing all the right things. And actually now we've got impact, we've got science to back up why role models are so powerful, and what they can do to help a young person's physical activity, but also their confidence, their happiness and their self-esteem. So yeah, it's definitely, the need is still there, and I think we're just getting really, we're honing in on and actually what the relatability aspect is and which athlete fits with which group of young people, which is really exciting that we've got a really diverse pool that allows us to do that.
And Alex, since you started, have you got an idea of the amount of young people you've managed to reach in this time?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, we're over 105,000 young people now. And that is not necessarily unique young people, but that is that we have reached with a variety of programs, potentially year on year as well. So with different sports and different activities.
Give us an idea then of some of the work that's undertaken. I mean, it's talked in schools, it's mentoring young people as well through your ambassadors as well.
Yeah, we have a variety of programs largely centering around school assemblies and presentations, sharing an athlete story. So we would take an elite sports star into a school. They would share everything from where their sporting journey began, how they got into their sport, through to what their weekly schedule looks like as an elite athlete. A big focus that schools want from us is what obstacles those athletes have overcome and how they've overcome them. Resilience is a key word that our athletes have a lot of. So they share that. But then they also deliver coaching sessions as well that can be very specific to particular skill sets. Or in some cases is actually introducing young people to a particular sport as well. But I think where we see our deepest impact is following those visits. Some of the students are then mentored for 6 months by the athlete. So they get remote access to a sports star where they can touch base on anything that they like. It could be looking at goal setting. It could be looking at diet and nutrition. Or in a lot of cases, they are just championing that young person and having a positive role model in their corner as well. So lots of different aspects to the programme that then concludes with going to watch live sport, which we all love, all listeners of the Netball Show. So they're going to see their athletes in action, whether that's in the commentary booth or on the court or the pitch, whatever it might be. And also seeing the opportunities that are there within the sports industry that they might not necessarily be aware of. So it's just building that face-to-face contact in a lot more scale, really. So yeah, lots of different elements, and we love it.
And in 2018, I spoke to Georgia Darlow about why she's involved with Mintridge.
They've just been set up as a charity to help go into local schools and clubs, provide coaching sessions or presentations and talks, just to help, you know, really inspire sort of young kids from a young age to get active and to get involved in sport.
How did you get involved with them?
Just for a coaching day that I did with them. Pamela Cookie is also an ambassador for them. That's how I got in touch with Alex, who's the director of Mintridge. I just really, really love it, with a real wide range of kids that you see.
And the other netball ambassadors are Pamela and Ebony as well, so nice to be among them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's quite nice, I guess, for the schools and their inquiring that they have sort of farm from a defence point of view, goal shooter point of view, and sort of a midcourt point of view as well. So it's a real good mixture of like specific player positions that they've got as well there.
What was it like on that initial call to be asked to help out?
When I first got asked if I could go and help, I didn't really know what I was signing myself into. I said, yeah, of course, I'll come along. And just as I've done more and more camps with them, I just really sort of like their ethos about sort of reaching out to a wide range of different kids, different schools, different types of schools. Yeah, so I'm just really, really, really enjoying getting out to coach with them.
You must get loads out of it. Can you see the difference in the players?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, this is the first mentoring scheme that I've just finished. And definitely one of the girls I had, the development that you just see in her confidence from sort of Skype session number one to 6 months on, just, you know, the confidence has really, really grown. And I think it's also given the girls a belief that actually, you know, if you do want to compete at a higher level, it is achievable. Yes, you have to put in the hard work, but you can definitely get there. And what with the setup of so many different under-21s, under-19s, under-15 squads that have all been set up now with the franchises, there's so much more opportunity to get involved at high-level sport from a younger age. And that's far more opportunity than what I had as a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old. So for them, you know, I think it's just given them the encouragement and the belief that the opportunities are there, and it's completely up to them if they want to work hard to get them.
You've always done camps at Storm, but this takes it to a different level.
Yeah, a real different level. And, you know, I love doing the Storm camps. And, you know, it's really good to see sort of half-term camp upon half-term camp. You get sort of the same girls that are returning, as well as some new girls as well. But actually getting to travel around sort of most of the UK. We've done camps down in Brighton, up in Leeds, done loads of sort of Yorkshire-based ones. So to actually get to travel around and see the sort of the different styles of play and the different setups that different clubs have in the different parts of the UK has been really good as well.
And how can we find out more about the services Mintridge offer?
So they're really big on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, you can give them a follow on there. Any schools or anything like that want to have an appearance day, that want to get involved, you know, my biggest advice would just be to get on board, because the coaching days that you get, not just for the netball, but for a range of different sports as well, are really fantastic. And all of the ambassadors are great.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Back with Alex Wallace from the Mintridge Foundation. Alex, this includes working with some of netball's finest, including Pamela, Georgia and Ebony as well.
Yes, it does. I think every sports star is a role model. They are immediately a role model as soon as they are on that platform. So for us, it's really important who we work with, because just because you're great at your sport doesn't mean that you're a good role model. And that is why we are so careful in who we select and who comes on board with the charity. And the three extraordinary individuals that you've mentioned there, in Pamela Cookie, Ebony Asura Brown and Georgia Darlow, have all got so much to offer. But it's what they offer as a person. They are a whole person. Netball is something that they do and love and are really, really good at. But actually, so much of their knowledge and expertise that's shared with schools is beyond the netball court. And they just have such a passion and a drive for our purpose here that we owe so much to the three of them. They're extraordinary.
I'm so grateful that we get to talk about Mintridge, a foundation that's so, so amazing. I have worked hard to reach my goals, and there's so many other things that I want to do and want to achieve. But I'm under no illusion that those that came before me have helped pave that way and made it possible for me to have these opportunities.
from both genders and different races that have kind of been that pivotal force for me. So I really feel that I want to now kind of help and impact those that come after me and do what I can to make a difference, if I can.
A bold new era of netball has arrived. The Netball Super League is back and better than ever. Witness every second of the power, the fight, the last gasps, the unmissable moments, and the pure thrill of the game. This season, we're bringing our sport to more arenas, more fans, and more homes with every match broadcast live. So join us. Don't miss a single second of the brand new Netball Super League.
How important has it been over those past 10 years to have the support of businesses as well?
Oh, so important. I think any small charity will know the challenges that we've faced over the last decade. It's really sort of the running costs and the behind the scenes that are part of the hardest part of what we do. We know that our programmes work. We know that they're popular. We know that they're really needed in schools and clubs across the UK. But actually, it's the behind the scenes and the fundraising that businesses and corporates help, whether that is through financial support or whether that is through their pro bono support and their knowledge and expertise that we as a small charity desperately require. So yeah, they are at the forefront, I think, of what we do. That's fair to say.
I don't maybe want to single anybody out, but is there anybody in this part that you'd like to mention whose support's been almost there right from the start in the past 10 years?
Apart from the Netball Show, of course.
Hey,
they've always
been
there driving us. Thank you for always championing our work.
I mean, think people like The Times, I'm thinking there, and that kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, no, absolutely. Whether it's our media partners and other elements, other organisations like Limitless. So Limitless are an offshoot of School Blazer. In terms of their support with working with schools together, they have been fantastic. But it's also the individuals that have been driving us and actually championing our work that have really helped put us on the map. Largely, it is the ambassadors that have really helped spread our work into new audiences. So they are amazing.
And it would have been nice as well, obviously, the maybe upturn as well, since Claire and Alice came on board as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I don't know where we would be without Claire and Alice. So Claire Boulding and Alice Arnold are our extraordinary patrons, and they see the value in what we do, I think, particularly for athletes that are retiring and transitioning out of their sport, the struggle that they might have and see. We know that their messages are really important and can help support young people. So we want to make this as full circle as possible. And that's really the drive behind Claire and Alice coming on board, that athletes need a lot longer longevity. Gosh, that was hard to say, in terms of the support that they get. And hopefully being part of Mintridge, they can do that. So to have the amazing Alice and Claire involved, knowing that that's what we're doing, just elevates us so much more in what they can achieve for the charity.
Certainly organisations are needed, like yourself, just there shining a light, really. So you're just getting started, really, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think for young people today, it's really hard to see beyond instant success. That's what's put in front of them the whole time, whether that's through social media or however they see it. But actually, by having role models that have achieved so much, actually sharing the obstacles, sharing their vulnerabilities,
yeah,
sharing that they are human, I think is what young people need more than ever. Because they are all humans, and I sometimes forget that when I'm fangirling all of the athletes. But I think that's what's going to help. And we recently did a program with Susie Leversidge, who is now a Mavericks player, which is great. And she's just joined the Mavericks team. But actually, when she was in the school a couple of weeks ago, she was sharing a lot around the balance that she's had with her university and her netball, and then immediately the young people in the room, they can relate because they're balancing GCSEs and sport and looking to go to the next stage. So yeah, it goes back to that relatability piece that we spoke about at the beginning. And yeah, these ambassadors are willing to share that and are willing to showcase that it is a challenge and it's not all medals and shiny trophies. There is a lot behind that to show young people what they need to do as well to get there.
There might be athletes listening to this thinking, oh, well, this Mintridge Foundation sounds something that I'm really interested in looking at and getting involved. Is it a case of maybe programmes appearing locally, or can they contact you and come
yes,
up with a...
we would love that, particularly in the netball world. Netball is such a popular sport with both primary and secondary schools. Yeah, we would love to hear from more athletes. So please get in touch with Mintridge through our social channels or through our website.
And you want to remind us of the website, please?
Yes, it is www.mintridgefoundation.org.uk.
Alex, thanks as always for your time, and here's the next 10, 20,
yes,
50 years.
Thank you very much.
Speak soon. Cheers, Alex.
Thank you. Bye.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.